Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth, on an open show tonight with one of my favorite co-hosts, Jackson Courtney.
Hey, how you doing, Drew? Thanks for having me tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you with me tonight, you know? So we're here on an open show, Jackson. That means that our listeners are our guests. They get to call in and ask the questions that are important to them. Maybe they have a great topic, a topic that... that they think, this, if you could answer this question, this would really help me tremendously. But they may also say, I'll bet you there's a whole bunch of other people out there that want to hear the same answer to this question that you have, and only you have it. So if you call in and ask that question, not only are you going to help yourself, but hopefully you'll help a bunch of other people who want to hear the answer to that same question. And the way to do that is 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And as you call in, Jackson will let me know who's on the line, and we'll get you up first and foremost, because right now the lines are completely empty. 410-922-6680. And it's a beautiful day down here, Jackson, and you said it was a beautiful day up there, so we may just be talking to ourselves today,
Yeah, it's so nice out. I wouldn't be surprised if people are off the radio tonight and out doing something they love to do. So
yeah,
just might be you and me tonight.
It may be, but I hear it's going to get cold again. Isn't that what I heard?
Yeah, Maryland always goes through that thing where, there's a tease of warm weather and then it comes back and
right.
It goes. But, we'll hit spring officially here in a couple weeks. And
even
it'll be nice.
When we get to after tax season golf tournament, Jackson, we always run the risk that we still get a cold day on
it's
that
It's always
day.
Pullovers and rain jackets, even in May.
We never know what we're going to get. I'm looking forward to after tax season golf tournament. But we do have an event coming up, right?
We do, right after the tournament.
So tell everybody what's going on.
Yes.
Right before the tournament.
Right. So May 9th, Thursday, we're
Is it Thursday or is it Wednesday?
I think it's Thursday.
You sure? Because somebody told me the other day that they were going to do it Wednesday at the DoubleTree. Maybe we shouldn't tell people about this. But it's like 3:00 on either Wednesday or Thursday, May 8th or 9th.
Yeah, it's May 9th, a Thursday, at 3 p.m. We're going to have the radio show listener event, and that'll be in Towson, correct?
It'll be at the DoubleTree. It'll be right there, right where you are right
now.
That's
right.
At the station. It'll be right there at the DoubleTree. And we're doing it at like 3 p.m. because, we thought about it. If you're finished your day work and it's 5:00, you don't want to be going out to a seminar. So if you can get off a little early, you could come at 3:00 and we'll be there. We'll greet you. We'll give you a book and it'd be great to see you. Great to put a face to the voices that we hear so often when they call and ask questions. But you do have to get a reservation. You cannot just come. You have to get a reservation. And to do that, you call 410-823-7283. And the easy way to remember that is 410-823-SAVE, S-A-V-E. And that on your telephone thing should spell out 7283. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. You got a caller online, Carolyn. Let's go to Carolyn.
Yeah, we sure do. We have Carolyn in Pasadena. Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
How can we help you tonight?
I have a question regarding Social Security. I turned 70 in February, and I don't know if I should list my begin date as February 1st or if I should list it as March 1st. I didn't want to be shorted and then only offer me for age 69.
What's your... when's your birthday?
February 18th.
So you wanted to start in February. You didn't start in February? Well, you can retroactively start in February. So you want to retroactively start in February.
Okay. See, I was worried if I did that, they might say, well, you were only 69 prior.
Remember that the discounting goes month to month, but it maxes out in the month you turn 70. So you turned 70 in February, so you want your benefit to start in February.
Thank you. Is there any specific title or certificate I tell them when I go there, or?
No, you just say, I want it to start in February. You can always go retroactive 6 months back, so you could get a six-month check. But if you do that, you'll be 6 months discounted. If you want your maximum benefit.
I don't want to do that.
If you want your maximum benefit and you want it to start February 1, and February 1 will give you your maximum benefit because that's when you turn 70, okay?
Thank you.
Nothing you really need to bring unless you're married. You might need to bring some, well, you really don't even, you just need your husband's Social Security number if you're married. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck on you. Enjoy that. You know?
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Let's try Greg, and if we can't answer his question right away, we'll do it after the break.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hi. So thank you for taking my call. Thanks for what you all do.
Sure.
So my wife and I, we don't have a lot of money or anything. We are thinking about when I'm retired, when she retires. We are seriously considering moving either to the Eastern Shore or to possibly Virginia and maybe, but unlikely, Delaware. So the question is that when we go to purchase another home, I have a son that has a large family with my three grandchildren, and so If we were to go over to the Eastern Shore, I'm thinking that it would be nice for, he was asking about and talking about investment properties a while ago. So if we were to purchase something, would it be beneficial in any way to have his family join us in the purchase of the home so that it would be everybody's home at all, and then as people pass away, they would eventually get the house without having to have an inheritance.
Okay, you got to hold on for me, Greg, and we'll answer that when we come back, okay?
Sure, thank you.
All right, we're going to answer that when we come back. We're got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE, or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Riches and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
That sounds like some teenager loose on a guitar and a drum, you know? It's just learning, too. But anyway, we're going to answer Greg's question there, if we can get that teenager to quiet down in the background. We're going to answer Greg's question in Baltimore, Jackson. So let's go back to Greg. Greg, real quick question for you. Do you only have one child or do you have multiple children?
Have two.
If two, so how do you take care of the other child if you, if you do this with this one?
He's just going to have to. Him and his brother get along perfectly fine. So it's just that he doesn't have any means to participate, and he doesn't have a wife and children. So
well, that's true. But now the second question is, what do you do if for some reason your son and his wife get divorced?
Yeah, that. Well, I understand. I understand that that could be a question.
That would be a difficult question, you know. But you know, it can work. I mean, you know, you have to think through all these different parameters. You know, like how do you take care of the other child? How do you? And you say, you know, he and his brother have a great relationship. But you know, when you bring a spouse into the equation, maybe the brother-in-law and sister-in-law don't have it, and the sister-in-law is going to put pressure on your son to say, "Hey, mom and dad left this house to us. We put all this money into this place. Why should we give anything to him?" You know, et cetera, et cetera. So you know, these are the problems.
Right. Right. The main question is there any real benefit in including them on the deed as opposed to everybody dying and them inheriting it?
Minor benefit. As long as they live there and it's their full-time personal residence with you, then there could be a benefit. But if they
don't, then you never want to do that. And they would be on the deed.
You almost never want to do that. If they're not living there and it's their personal residence, you almost never want to do that. And there's numerous reasons. If you die, they wouldn't get a step up in basis on half of the property. And if you had to sell the property in order to go into a long-term care facility for some reason, your son and his wife would have to pay taxes on 50% of the sale of the house. So those are a couple of the main reasons why we would never do that. But I got to run now, so I hope I gave you enough information on that. I got to go to Glenn and the Eastern Shore.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. We're going to go to Glenn. Hey, how you doing, Glenn?
I'm doing good. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Okay, great. I have a sort of a follow-up question. I was on the program a month or two ago, and I was telling you I had a TSP, government account, that I wanted to basically cash out of, and you had suggested I rolled in a Roth IRA. I'm pretty sure that's the way I'm going to go. The government told me that if I just were to cash it out, they take 20%. That's the federal government, and then I guess there'd be whatever the state of Maryland wants as well. So my question is you know, what is the benefit of the Roth? Is it a lower tax rate when I go to withdraw cash from it, or how does that work?
Well, I doubt seriously I would have said that you should roll over your TSP to your Roth IRA, because if you do that, you're going to have to pay taxes on every single dollar that comes out of your TSP into your Roth. So how much money do you have in it approximately? 10, 50, 100, 200?
The Roth is small, but the...
No, I'm talking about your TSP.
Yeah, it's like $31,000 right now.
Okay, so if you can handle $31,000 and the taxation of $31,000, that'd be fine to roll it into the Roth, but you better make sure you know what the tax obligation's going to be. The benefit of the Roth is that anything it makes from the day money rolls in there, it's 100% tax-free from that day forward. But make sure you have competent tax advice before you do that. You know, I don't want you to get surprised on anything, okay?
Yeah, I may be calling you guys up then, because I thought when I was on the phone with the agency, the government agency, they said you can roll it. Now, maybe they meant into one of their accounts, but they...
No, you can roll it. You can roll it into a Roth. You're just going to have to pay taxes on the $31,000 if you roll it into a Roth. It's called a direct rollover. They won't withhold the 20%, but they will report it to the government as a taxable distribution, and you'll have to pay taxes on it. You can roll it over to a traditional IRA and pay no taxes on it, and then it's in an IRA. Now, that's a different story. Now it's just tax deferred, and whenever you draw it from the traditional IRA, you'll pay taxes on it.
And then the taxes, whatever tax I presume is going to be whatever my brackets are.
Correct. But you know, the benefit of rolling the TSP into an IRA is that if you're charitably inclined, you can use that IRA to pay, give money to charity tax free. And also when you withdraw from the IRA, there is no 20% requirement of withholding. So there's some of the benefits of direct rolling over into an IRA. Direct rolling over into a Roth has its benefits, But the main detriment is you're going to immediately have to pay taxes on $31,000, and I just don't want you to be surprised on that.
Right. Well, my concern or my thought was my tax bracket, I believe, is lower than the 20% that they want to take. So I thought it would be better to...
Well, that's why you would roll it over to a traditional IRA. And then when you roll it over to the traditional IRA, when you withdraw money, you can make any decision you want. You could say withhold 5%, withhold nothing, withhold 10%, withhold 18%. Your choice. In the 401k, it's 20%. End of the story. All right?
Right. But at the end of the day, I want to withhold whatever my tax obligation is. And if
the only way you're going to be able to do that is rolling that TSP into a traditional IRA and then defer the taxation on it. Not a Roth, traditional IRA. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Glenn.
That's probably the part of the problem doing these on the radio is, you know, you got to make sure that the person actually is hearing what we actually are saying, you know, and so forth. And it takes a while to do that. Let's go to Jim and see what we can get this done.
Okay, we're going to go to Jim in Ellicott City. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good. Yeah, my son got married last May, and I suggested to him that he needs to retitle his home. It was in his name, bought it in 2019. So now that he's married, I said you need to retitle the home tenants by the entirety. Isn't that true? Isn't that the thing to do?
It's possibly true. It's also possibly untrue. You know, it just depends. If your son wants to try to protect that house, if God forbid that marriage would fall apart,
right,
he would probably leave it in individual name. But, you know, if you do that, then you're saying that I'm worried about the marriage falling apart, you know?
Right.
So if he puts it in tenants in the entirety, there's better liability protection, but he also now makes it a marital property. And that if there is a divorce, half the house is going to her, half the house is going to him.
Understood. Is there any tax consequence to retitling it?
No, there's probably a $500 fee to change the title from his name to joint tenants by the entirety.
Yeah, so who can do this? A lawyer? Or
he could do it himself if he wanted to, but it's easier to just hire a lawyer, and a typical lawyer is going to charge $700 total is what it, you know, I tend to find it costs to do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. If I call your office, could you give me a suggestion? A recommendation?
I can just give you one right now. I typically use Jeff Higdon out of Towson. Jeff Higdon, H-I-G-D-O-N. And, you know, he and his staff, they have a real estate division and they have an estate planning division. And so he does a lot of real estate type of transactions.
Yeah. How do you spell the name again? Last name?
H-I-G-D-O-N.
D-O-N. Okay.
Jeff Higdon, and the firm's called Sirio and Higdon, but Mr. Sirio passed away years ago.
Okay, and where is he located again?
Towson, right off the York Road, just like one block, right there across from the Pepper Mill. He's on the other side.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. I'll give him a call.
All right, Jim, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jim.
We're on an open show, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in. We got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic.
To more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I don't know, Jackson. I think Anita just hit a new low. I'm pretty sure. I love Anita. She's wonderful. She's the greatest producer you could ever want, but I think she just hit a new low with that one, you know?
You thought the boy out of control on the guitar was
worse. The boy out of the control was bad.
Or was bad.
I have no idea what this is, you know? Anyway, it sounds like Elton John. Anyway,
it's Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Stevie usually played music better than that. Anyway, he was a good friend of mine. Anyway, we're on an open show, Jackson. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. And anything. You know, and the lines are all fully open. But last week, we had somebody call us, and he said, "Hey, Drew, I just wanted to know if you have an opinion of a company called Next Level Holdings." And I said, "I've never heard of them." And he goes, yeah, you know, my mother, you know, and they did well and so forth and so forth. And I said, well, send me an email and or call me at my office and we'll look it over and we'll talk to you about it. And he did send an email. I did get an email from him. And I said, yeah, this is my email. So, you know, let me know what you want. But he never followed through after that. But we looked into this and I tell you something. That was the scariest website I have ever looked at for a financial firm in my entire life. And I don't have any evidence as to what it is, but there would be like a 0% minus 100% chance at Jackson, not zero, minus 100% chance that I would ever tell somebody that this is any opportunity for anything good to use Next Level Holdings for anything. Now, that's just my opinion. And I'm allowed to have an opinion. I'm even allowed to have a minus 100% opinion if I want to. It was just a scary, scary website. You know, telling people that you're going to get 1.5% or 1.25% rates of return, and that they didn't even explain how they did it. They just said that we get it because we're just amazing. We are amazing. And because we are so amazing, we're going to get you 1.25%, you know. And I'm just sitting there looking, reading this stuff and looking at the pictures and things. And I'm saying, this has got to be the scariest financial website I have ever looked at in my entire life. I'm serious.
Well, it's 1.25% per month.
1.25% per month. Right. That's what didn't I say that, or did I say year?
Well, I was just saying it's a
1.25% per month. That's the equivalent of 15% a year, right?
Right, right.
That's 15% a year. And they're going to make 15% a year. How? Because they're amazing. They have an incredible way. And they do these things because they're going to give the benefit to you. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. I tried to find anything that said, you know, and I looked up the reviews for them too. And they've obviously either done an incredible job of hiding any negative publicity about them or what, or maybe they just keep so incognito, or maybe they just haven't been discovered as to who they are and what they actually do. But that's got to be the scariest website I have ever looked at in my entire life. Anyway, Jackson, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, we got David in Dundalk.
Okay, we're going to go to David in Dundalk. Hey, David.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. Well. How can I help you?
Good. I got a follow-up question on the TSP.
Yeah.
With the government. You know, you had mentioned about, you know, coming out of the TSP. Is there benefits, you know, going into retirement to just go ahead and leave your monies in the TSP? I know, you know, you'll lose your 5% matching, but versus rolling it over to I have an IRA with T. Rowe Price.
Are you still working, David?
I am, yes.
So how many more years do you intend to work?
I'll go into my full retirement age the beginning of 25.
So what age is that? 60, 62?
I'll be 66 in 8 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would never leave the TSP if you're still working there, you have a reason to do that.
No, I'm at after I leave.
Yeah, after you leave, then the issue comes down to two things. It's number one, do you feel you have any liability issues outstanding on you? In other words, do you think anybody could potentially sue you for something? If you feel that you could be sued, you want to stay in the TSP, okay? Don't ever move to an IRA if you feel you have liability issues that you're concerned about. But most of the people, you're going to roll over to an IRA, but you got to be careful because the fees in the TSP are relatively low, and the fees outside of the TSP might not be as low, but you have to, you know, the benefit is you can consolidate so that your family doesn't have to go to the TSP and to T. Rowe Price and to M&T and to Schwab and Fidelity. You kind of consolidate. So everything's one place. If you become disabled or die, it's easy to take control of it and deal with everything. That's what you should be doing. That's what most people do. Okay. Just be careful as to how you do it. Make sure you don't get into people who are going to take commissions and all that kind of stuff.
Right. IRA with T. Rowe Price since the early 80s. So, yeah.
And I'll bet you they did a good job for you.
And they have. And the TSP has done really well as well. And so, you're like in a catch-22 of, hey, they've done
well.
Fine.
The TSP has done well merely because you're probably in the C fund. And if you're in the C fund, that's basically just the S&P 500 and the broad market. And the broad market has done over the last 10 or 20 years. But there's no assurance that the broad market is going to continue to do great for the next 10 or 20 years. And you've gone through periods of time like between 2000 and 2010 where you literally made no rate of return.
Exactly.
You had two big swan dives, one in 2000 to 2002, and then a second one between 2007 and 2009. But since 2009, the U.S. market has gone nothing but up until 2020 and 22. The market's run in these 10, 15 year cycles. So we're probably getting to the end of this cycle. And we could be in for a 10-year period of time where the S&P 500 does nothing. You just got to be careful.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much. That's been a big question of mine because you'll hear, you want to, maybe 99% of your TSP, do a rollover, get it out of there.
I get you. Let me tell you who says that, and that's financial advisors that want to make money off of your money, and so they always have a reason why you need to leave there. So, you want to go with somebody who's going to give you both sides and tell you what the positives are for staying and the negatives are for leaving, and then let you make that decision. All right?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate taking my call.
All right, David. Good
sure thing.
Great.
Thanks, David.
Question. See, Jackson, that's one of the reasons why you always want to work with a fiduciary, because a fiduciary can't just say to you, you need to roll this over, and this is why you need to roll it over, because a fiduciary is not allowed to do that. Now, I will say that the Department of Labor put in this stupid law that tries to make everybody, have to tell the person why the benefits and negatives, but it's so convoluted. Nobody understands what the heck you're trying to communicate to them.
Right.
Salespeople can use that in a great way to still get you to do it, despite the Department of Labor's. And that's typical government. It's like Ronald Reagan said, the most dangerous words in the English language is, I'm with the government and I'm here to help you.
Right.
Anytime the government says they're doing something to help you, you can be assured that something's going to go awry negatively against you. Anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. We've only got a quarter of the show left. We could probably take three or four more callers. There's nobody online. I think it must be doing something, Jackson.
I'm telling you, pick this up.
You better give that phone number out before we leave here. Go ahead, give that phone number out. Make sure they call us.
Yep. So the phone number is going to be 410-922-6680. That's 410-922-6680.
All right. Do Jackson a favor, calling while we're on this pause. Take it away, traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE, or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Well, this is electric music night or whatever they call that. Is that what they call that, Jackson?
I don't know. This isn't from my time either.
I think it's a time in the future somewhere.
It sounds very West Coast to me, though.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's where Nita's from. She's from the West Coast, I'm sure.
There you go.
Anyway, we're going to John in Pikesville. Is that who we're going to next?
Yeah, we're
going
to go to John first. Hey, John, how are you?
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Sure thing. How can we help?
Okay, so my wife and I are in our early 30s. We max out our Roth IRA contribution.
Okay.
We do not make six digits.
Okay.
We've got two kids. And
okay.
We have a brokerage account, and we have about $40,000 in net cash, and I want to know what are the three best things, like the three basic things we should do with that. We have like about $9,000 in a high yield dividend mutual fund. I want to know what three things can I do, three basic things can I do with that $40,000 in cash in the account to, you know, to help our best start up our financial.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. Do you have an emergency fund of $30,000-$40,000?
Yes, we do.
So you have that, and where do you keep that? What type of account do you keep that in?
In a Wells Fargo savings account.
Well, that's a mistake. So you need to set up an Ally Bank account or a Discover Bank account, because Wells Fargo is probably paying you what, 0.01%.
Right, and they do, but they do have a
No. Just forget what they have. They don't have anything good compared to the online banks. You need to get your money out of Wells Fargo for your savings. You keep their checking if you want, but get your money out of Wells Fargo and those kind of banks and get it into Ally or Discover or somebody like that.
Capital One.
Yeah, Capital One does a good job. You know, Basque Bank is a good one. CIT is a good one. They're all paying 4.5% to 5%, you know. You know, there's no reason to leave money with any brick and mortar bank in your savings. You can have your checking there, but you should never leave anything with savings in those kind of banks. So tell me though what it was.
4.5%.
What's that?
That's in order to get 4.5%.
Yeah, and how much do you have in emergency savings? 30, 40?
Yeah.
So 5% on $30,000 is $1,500. You know, is Wells Fargo's paying you $1,500?
Not yet.
Not even close, and they're not going to. You know, they're never going to, as long as you leave your money there, because they're convinced that most people are just going to, inertia is not going to get them to move their money out. And they've proven that. It's been going on for 2.5 years now. You could get 5% on your money, and people are still leaving all their money in savings accounts at 0% interest, basically. So that's the first thing you do. Now, the second 40,000, you're doing the right thing. You're funding your Roth IRAs every year, and that's fantastic. That's a great thing to be doing. You said you have two children, right?
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not a big fan of 529 plans, but, you know, if you at least put in $5,000 a year, you'll get a Maryland state deduction of $5,000 a year per child, if you feel your children are going to potentially go to college. Do you think they will?
My wife definitely plans on them doing it. I won't force them to.
Okay, that's fine. You know, that's something that, you know, if you're not confident of that, I wouldn't use the 529 plan. But the other thing that I would do is just, you know, fund a good, you know, asset allocation portfolio where you have some international, some small cap, some mid cap, and some S&P 500 type thing, and just put it in three or four good index funds and let it sit there. And, you know, even though I think the S&P 500 is a little overvalued right now, the internationals and the small caps are relatively inexpensive as far as historical standards go. So there's plenty of opportunity out there. And that's the kind of thing I would be looking for. To try to tell you anything more than that, I'd really need to see the full picture to say this is what you ought to be doing. It's hard to do that over a short period of time like this. But those are the things that I would be focused on that are absolutely easy to do. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Sure thing. Take care, John. All right. Next, we're going to go to Richard in Linthicum. Hey, Richard.
Yes. Good evening. Yeah. I've got a question about non-qualified funds. I have my money into American Equity, and some of it is IRA, and another one, more of it's in a bucket called non-qualified. I'm planning on converting the IRA to a traditional IRA, but is there anything that I can do with the non-qualified money?
So American Equity is an annuity company, and they
correct.
Don't have the greatest balance sheet and financial stability as you'd hope for. I've seen that company, and they huge commissions and fees that they charge and so forth. You know, you can do a 1035 exchange of a non-qualified annuity with American.
And is that like a rollover?
It's like a rollover, but it's for a non-qualified annuity. So if you have an American Equity and you want to go to Pacific Life because you feel the Pacific Life is a less costly and better run and safer company, you can do a 1035 exchange of your American Equity non-qualified annuity over to the Pacific Life, and it stays tax deferred. That's what I would do.
Okay, then a part of the money in the non-qualified is base like a base where I don't have to pay taxes if I withdraw it, and the other part is in a gain portion which I do have to pay taxes on.
Right, but what happens is
would I be able to move it into a mutual fund in a different company?
Yeah, but if you just roll it into a mutual fund, then you'll have to pay taxes on the difference between. So if you put $40,000 in and it's now $60,000, that $20,000 will be taxable. And the way that fund works is the first thing withdrawn is the interest or the growth of the money. So
correct.
No matter your 1035 exchange is probably your safest bet. But be careful, Richard, that you don't. You take note of what the surrender charges are. You don't want to be moving these if those surrender charges are way too high.
It would be after the term.
Good.
I think my term ends next year and some month in next year.
Then that's when you want to do it.
Take it out after there to avoid any surrender fee.
Yeah, because those surrender fees can be astronomical. Even at the end, they can still be 5%, 6%, 7%. So, yeah, that's what I would do, an IRA rollover or trustee-to-trustee transfer of the IRA and then a 1035 exchange of the non-qualified. All right? I got
to
run.
Would I be able to move it to American Funds? Rollover?
American Funds has an annuity that you could use if you want to do a 1035 exchange to them. If you just take it out, if you just surrender it and go to American Funds, you're going to pay taxes on it. You've got to do a 1035 exchange if you want to defer
taxation. A 1035 exchange would be it to another annuity?
Yeah, and American Funds does have an annuity, so you can talk to them about the annuities they have that you could do a 1035 exchange to.
And
all right.
Would there be a term on their annuities?
No. If you do a no-load, it should be a no-load, no commission. Call Schwab or Fidelity or T. Rowe Price or American Funds directly and see if you can. Well, I wouldn't call American Funds directly. You'll probably get a commission person. So call Fidelity or Schwab and have them do the 1035 exchange for you. All right. I got to run. I got to get
right.
Greg in Columbia.
Bye-bye.
Greg.
Okay. Thanks, Richard. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm doing well. I know you're short on time. I'll make my question general instead of specific. The question is, can a 529 plan be set up by, you know, a financial advisor, or do you have to participate in Maryland, for example, or other states that have official 529 plans?
There are plenty of advisors who have 529 plans that they can set up, but I've never seen any benefit to an advisor-based 529 plan. I prefer my clients go direct themselves and keep the cost as low as possible with no commissions, because the advisor adds nothing to the table of a 529 plan, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
Gotcha. So I'm invested for the past couple of years in the Maryland 529 plan, and it's done well, but it's getting to the point where, you know, there's an amount of money that I wonder whether I should be doing something different with it. I like the tax benefits of a 529 plan for my grandchildren.
Yeah, trust me, the T. Rowe Price plan has a very good track record going back 20-some years, and there's right. nothing advisor is going to do to help you with that. All right?
Gotcha. Okay, thank
trust
you,
me on that one. We don't do it. We don't even manage them. We just throw them into the Maryland 529 plan.
Right.
You can always move it into the money market side and just eliminate the market risk if you're concerned. All right? Anyway, great question, Greg. Jackson, I got to go.
Okay.
End of the show. To Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Take care, Drew. Good night.
Things are gonna be much better.